This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Bowel cancer is the third most common cancer in the UK, but a new test from NHS England promises to make bowel cancer screening more accessible for blind and partially sighted people. To find out more, I'm joined now by RNIB Policy Officer Hadija Raza. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Hadija.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Well, give us an idea of what bowel cancer screening has been like in the past. Not a particularly accessible process.
Not really. So if I start from the basics, people in England who are registered with their GP between the ages of 54 and 74 are eligible for bowel screening. That is extending now. So over the next couple of years, that will be extending to people who are over the age of 50. So it does actually impact, you know, a lot of people with sight loss who, you know, as we know, that is age related as well. If I describe the process of bowel screening, it might, you know, give people a bit more of a picture of the barriers that we're facing when we're trying to complete tests like this, where you receive this test in the post. You have to go to the toilet, collect a sample of your poo on this like little test bottle, which separates into two parts. One part with the cap actually has a little wand or stick coming from it. And that's where you will collect your poo sample. But then you need to connect those two parts of the bottle back together and write a date on which you took the sample and then post that back. So as you can imagine, at each stage of that process of receiving that test in the post, that you might not entirely know what it is because the letter that comes with it, you might not be able to read it if it's not in your required format, to collecting your sample when you go to the toilet and actually safely and hygienically using the wand to collect it, and then putting those two pieces of the sample bottle back together and writing the date on it. Every single element of that is can, you know, pose barriers to people, which is why we were really happy when NHS England's bowel screening team reached out to us. It was actually early last year in 2023. So we have been working with them for about 18 months to create this more accessible way of completing the test.
Well, the new FIT test was created in partnership between NHS England, RNIB and Thomas Pocklington Trust. How does it work?
The FIT Aid Tray is what we worked on together, and we were able to see various prototypes of it and give our feedback on it. What it is it's a plastic tray that's roughly about A5 size. And I think there are two accessibility elements to it. The first one would probably be more potentially useful to people with manual dexterity problems, where it has a stand in which you can stand up the FIT test bottle in. So once you can collected your sample, there's like a stable place in which you can put the wand back into the neck of the bottle because it's standing up in a secure place. So that would probably be more helpful for people with manual dexterity problems. The thing that we think would be more helpful to blind and partially sighted people is that in the FIT Aid tray, there's a recess or a channel. So what we expect people to do is collect their poo sample on the wand, and then lay both parts of the sample bottle flat in that channel facing towards each other. So what's supposed to happen is if you push both of those sides of the test kit together within that channel, it's designed in a way where there won't be any deviation. It will align together perfectly and click into place without that kind of, I've done it before with many other things like a lip gloss or an eyeliner trying to put the cap back on something, but it's less gross, I guess, with things like that. With this FIT Aid tray, you're going to basically be able to close that bottle without getting any of your poo on you, which we think will be a lot more pleasant and a bit more, it will provide a bit more independence towards people. And actually, we know that people have been not completing their bowel screening because of these barriers in the past, right? So, or having to put themselves in quite humiliating or uncomfortable positions and asking other people to help them complete that test. We think this will eliminate one of the barriers that people have been facing.
And what's the response been like from the blind and partially sighted people who've taken part in the trial and used that test so far?
It's been really positive. I think people have said that it has made them feel more independent so far, but we acknowledge that it is one step. Like I've did, you know, when I explained the process, there are multiple barriers, so we know that it's one element, but it has been really positive. I think the other aspects that I would like to point out about bowel screening is that you can request your invitation letter to bowel screening and your test results in your required format as well. So that is another accessibility thing that we are really keen on working with bowel screening team on, but you can request those in your required format. So I think that it has been really positive so far.
And if it's successful, is this something that could be rolled out across the UK easily?
Yeah, I think so. This is currently only happening in England, but we know that the bowel screening team of NHS England is speaking with the other UK NHSs. So yeah, definitely. And we have already been speaking with RNAB Wales and other parts of RNAB to start sharing those learnings, what we've learned in our team.
Well, how can we follow the trial and keep up to date with the findings?
Well, I think we'll RNAB will definitely be talking about it more and more because we're quite keen to see and follow what's going on. And I think if I just can put this out to people and say, with this trial, this pilot, it is a 6-month pilot that's going between May and October. If you have registered your needs, as in if you are registered as blind or partially sighted or have manual dexterity problems, you should receive one of these Fit Aid kits and trays in the post. However, if that hasn't happened for you, I would really recommend people call the National Screening Helpline so that you can request that tray to come to your house so that, you have that accessibility adaption that you need. And again, as I say, you can request the instructions in alternative formats, your invitation letter and your test results in alternative formats as well. And that helpline is the number to call for providing any feedback on your experiences, good or bad. We really, really want to hear it so we can just make this process better and better. So happy to provide that number, which is 0800 707 6060.
RNIB Policy Officer Hadija Raza, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.